you like that? I mean, did you really like that? Yeah, kinda knew you would. Now stick around, there's more to come on the next hour of True Fidelity.
Hey everybody, welcome to hour number two of the True Fidelity Show. I'm Big D.
I'm Voxy.
I'm Patrick Galactic.
I'm On One.
And it's good to have you along out there listening, wherever you happen to be listening from. We want to thank all of the stations that syndicate this show. We really, really appreciate that. And we hope you're enjoying what you're hearing. We play the best in independent music, stuff you've probably never heard, and we think you should.
Yeah, there's basically this big stream of crap that you get thrust in your face constantly and you're told you have to like, but you really don't.
And it smells bad.
It does smell bad. It's an aroma.
Leaves a bad taste in your nostrils.
Yeah.
Smell, bad taste in your mouth.
Yeah.
So we are here to, we're like the big radio airwaves air freshener.
Yeah, yeah. We're like the earwax for your ear holes, cleaning that stuff out so that you
the
guys can listen.
The odor eliminators.
We're like an ear candle.
Exactly. We're an ear candle. That's right. That's right.
Lord. Oh, it's good to have everybody along. Like I said, let's get right to it. This is a great group out of Calgary, Viathan and the Coachmen. We'll be back.
Sheets of night for lines.
All right, everybody, you just heard The Coachman by a great group, Viathan. They are out of Calgary, which is in Alberta, which happens to be in Canada. It's a great place if you can ever get up there. And this is a great band, let me tell you. They have a brand new album. It is Cynosure. And we have on the line with us Jake. He's the lead guitar player and quite a badass himself. Jake, what's happening, buddy?
Oh, you know, just standing in my living room, petting my cat.
So glamorous.
Such a metal
so
thing.
So metal.
Such a metal thing.
I know. Standing in the living room, petting the pussy, man.
Yeah, exactly. Considering maybe brewing a pot of tea, I don't know if I want to be that crazy. It is a Monday.
That is rock and roll, brother.
Yeah, don't go off the rails or anything.
No, this is crazy, man. You got to get this guy some help.
I'm a big fan here of progressive power metal, which is what you guys are laying down. Tell us a little bit about your group and how you guys started and came to be.
All right. Well, something notable, I guess, is our singer and other guitar player, Thomas Love, and drummer Dave, they're brothers. So there was always that little history between the two of them. I think it was probably about 8 years now, maybe end of 2005, I was looking to get a job at a music store here in Calgary, like a guitar store. And Thomas Love was the guy that actually got me the job. He got me a job teaching guitar there. And, you know, I was a teenager in high school, and I was like, hey, this is a great gig, right? And after a while, you know, we've been working together, and we decided to, get together and actually try and write a couple songs. And what came together, after we met up with his brother Dave on drums, it kind of became the early version of Viathan. And we didn't really have a full lineup until about 2009 when we started playing live. I mean, imagine we're a band sitting on, you know, dozens of songs, and we had never performed for years after being together. So that was a little bit of an interesting slow start to us, but I think it gave us a little bit of time to hone down our style of what kind of music Sure. we wanted to play and all that kind of stuff.
Have a real good idea what you're about.
Yeah. And then, put out our first album, The Peregrine Way, independently in 2010. And I think that one was, you know, met with pretty warm reviews. It was encouraging, encouraging enough for us to, you know, keep going as a band. but other than that, I mean, Thomas Love, he started up a studio with a buddy of his, and, you know, we had recorded the first album in, you know, his basement studio, but this one that we recorded our recent album, Cynosure, in was a little more robust, a little more professional. And, came out with, hopefully an album that sounds like it was made in a big fancy recording studio, except it was really done in a basement, but that's fine.
Yeah, no, it sounds fantastic. Everybody, you can check Viathan out at viathan.com. That's V-I-A-T-H-Y-N. .com. We're on the line with Jake. He's the lead guitar player. And I don't know if you guys know this. You know, people have this misconception about metal. You know, these guys are just a bunch of, you know, metal heads that just roam around the street, work at guitar stores and stuff. No. Jake's petroleum geologist at a big, energy company. So
yes, I am. Petroleum oh, man, you guys have been doing your research.
Yeah. What does a petroleum geologist do exactly?
He makes metal music that just kicks ass.
Yeah, that's right. It allows me to make metal music on the side. Essentially, I sit in the office all day working for an oil company based out of South America, and with another, you know, great little team of people, we essentially find oil, drill oil wells in Colombia and Venezuela and Brazil and all that. So it's a pretty cool gig, actually, and it's got a fair amount of flexibility. So,
well, tell us about Viathan and your live show. Do you get a lot of opportunities around in and around Calgary, or do you travel throughout Canada? What do you guys do on the live angle of things?
Well, we're actually yet to do a real full scale tour. I work full time. Everyone else works full time. We all have slightly different schedules and mortgages and stuff, so it's kind of hard to get out and go on tour all the time. But when we do get out, you know, Calgary is a pretty easy place for us to get a gig. We've established a lot of bit of a rapport around here with the promoters and everything. And Edmonton is also another great city for us. But I mean, for the most part, yeah, we don't really actually play live very often. I found that the fewer times you play live, you know, you can draw a bigger crowd as long as you're playing in the same city, right? Once we get out touring, I don't know, that's going to be a bit of a different story.
Absolutely. Well, what are you guys most proud about on this CD? Every song that I've listened to, and I've listened to it top to bottom, I think you guys did a stellar job. But most bands, you know, have a special place in their heart for a song or two. What's sticking out for you?
A lot of it sticks out for me. I had a bigger part in this album, I guess, than really anyone else did in the writing side of it. I wrote most of the lyrics, 8 of the songs actually, and a lot of the music as well. I mean, it was of course still a bit of a collaborative effort and everything, but I gotta say, the title track, Cynosure, the last one, that one's kind of my baby on the album, so I'm really happy with the way that one turned out. More so than the others, for sure.
And being a metal band, how often do you like sacrifice babies and goats and stuff at the altar?
Oh, weekly. I mean, you should see the amount of blood that's on my hand.
Yeah. How's that cat doing, buddy?
Nervous.
She's purring. She's alive. Oh,
that's a real relief, man.
No, I always think it's funny. You know, people who hear metal, they you know, outside of the metalheads, who obviously get it, like the music and stuff, but people who aren't exposed to it on a regular basis and they hear it and it is aggressive. It's aggressive. And you guys actually aren't as aggressive as some. You guys have a great melodic energy to what you guys have going, and your album flows so nicely. But, you know, for non-metal fans out there, what do you say to them? What do you tell them, or do you have something you'd like to say to them to calm their fears that you guys aren't out, you know, roaming the street wearing, you know, having a big satanic mass on the corner?
I don't know. I mean, I know there's a lot of misconceptions in I guess, mainstream culture about how metal is, but I'd say just don't be afraid to go talk to one of us. You know, we're gentle guys.
Yeah, he's a geologist, for God's sake.
Exactly. Like, I mean, I don't know. I don't know if I can quell anyone's fears, really. I mean, if they're that deep-seated, then maybe you know, listening to some random guy tooting off on the radio about, hey, we're nice guys, maybe that's not going to, you know, sway them. But
what would surprise people that you have in your CD collection?
Oh man, my girlfriend's actually huge into EDM, so, you know, she listens to a lot of dubstep and stuff, and, you know, I find myself banging my head a little bit to that sometimes. Mm-hmm. I like a whole bunch of indie rock, Mother, The National, New Pornographers, stuff like that. You know, I try and stay fairly well-rounded. I know Thomas Lev really likes Depeche Mode. Oh, he's going to get mad now that I said that. I don't know. There's a lot of metal, but there's a lot of other stuff too.
Sure, yeah.
I gotta say though, yeah, indie rock's probably the guilty pleasure there.
Well, and that's what we play a lot of here, and we're all about the indie. And we're talking with Jake. He's the lead guitar player for the group Viathan. You can check him out on Facebook. It's just facebook.com/Viathan. You can go to their website, Viathan.com. Brand new album just dropped. Cynosure, you need to have this in your library. It's really kick ass. It's did I say it wrong?
Cynosure.
Cynosure. Yeah, there we go.
Jesus.
Ring the bell.
No worries.
Ring the bell.
Anyway. Yeah. Oh, that's another beer on the tab there.
There you go. Yeah, drinking game accomplished. Hey, Jake, want to thank you for your time, my friend. And I know you said you guys don't get out and travel and tour around too much, but if you do, and if and when you do, make sure you let us know. We'll get it out there so the people can come see you. I think you guys would be worth laying down some dough and checking out the show.
Absolutely. Hey, we'd love to make it down the West Coast sometime, so that'd be a lot of fun.
All right, we'll tell the rest of the guys thanks and congratulations on a great album. Cynosure is the name of the album. Viathan is the name of the group.
Yeah.
Yeah, check it out. No bells ringing there. This is their song, Ageless Stranger. We'll be right back.
So, dude, like, I was watching TV the other day, and it was like a computer, but it was like a TV, and it played songs, but instead of the radio, which sucks and plays the same songs, like, all the time, This plays different songs all the time.
Dude, that's awesome. I think you had enough, though, man. Stop Bogarting. Pass the True Fidelity.
We'll be right back.
There you go, folks. Viathan right there off of their brand new CD, Cynosure.
Cynosure.
I did that on purpose. I wanted to see the face of all of my co-hosts here. Hey, you know, I was talking...
Well, we both fell for it.
Yeah, I know you did. That's why I did it. Cynosure is the name, obviously, so stick it in your head. Hey, last week, I kind of... we ran out of time, but I was talking a little bit about this whole vinyl... renewal phase that everybody's in. Mm-hmm. And
Resurrection.
I think it's fantastic, really.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's great. But there's a couple of things that I think people need to know. If you're new to the vinyl game, or if you're not quite sure what's going on out there with this whole vinyl resurrection thing, because all of a sudden everything's, you know, 180 gram, 200 gram versus, you know, the regular. Does it make a difference? There's re-releases, new releases. It's gone bananas.
It's the remastering that really gets me.
It's that. Mm-hmm. And it's just everything is limited edition, this limited that. And so then they can jack up the price. And I don't know what's wrong with Neil Young. But I don't mean to pick on Neil because I like his music. But every time Neil releases a vinyl album, it's $10 more than anybody else's.
Right.
It's like he goes to see who's the highest at the moment. I'm going $10.
It's made out of hemp paper.
Well, it could be.
But when he put out that box set or whatever it was a year or two ago, and it just sold out. Like, I mean, it was like what, a $250, $300 box set.
No, I love Neil. I'm not saying it, but I'm just his vinyl. And I've talked to local store owners here. Because I haunt their stores often in search of vinyl.
Yeah, they told me about you.
Even they will tell you, I don't know what's up with this.
Maybe he goes through some like local vinyl record maker to keep the many local go green kind of idea instead of some big corporate where he can get a better deal.
Doubtful.
But one of the questions that gets asked a lot is, does it matter how thick the vinyl is? And I'm here to tell you that actually it does. Because what happens every time you play your record...
It totally matters.
Yes, it does. Every time you play your record, you're actually shaving a little bit of it off.
Yep.
That's what's going on. So when you get the 180 gram or the 200 gram, which is fairly new to the scene, but things are kind of going that way, basically means the longevity of your album. Have you ever gone to a used record store, bought an album, put it down, and you drop the needle and it just slides straight across?
Yep.
That means it's been played way too many times and there's very little grooving left in it. The 180 vinyl and the 280 vinyl will last probably four times longer than your standard LP.
Well, on some of those records you buy, especially from the 70s, when they were making crap quality records.
Yeah, real thin.
They can warp in the car on the way home.
Well, that's why, and that's another point.
In Washington, even.
Yeah.
Don't ever lay your vinyl down flat.
Don't store it flat.
Yeah, don't store it flat because it will warp and just laying there. And it's an odd phenomenon, but it will do that. Always have them upright and keep them in a dry, cool place, something that's climate controlled. The other thing I wanted to hip you to, though, is there's this practice that's going on in the vinyl world that's kind of pissing me off, because as you were saying, these remastering and they're re-releasing all these things. There's the analog version, which is what most vinyl comes in, because it's just one stream. And then there's the digital, which is obviously put onto CD and MP3s and stuff. Mm-hmm. Well, what's happening a lot now is they are basically transferring the digital onto a vinyl.
Yep.
That's not cool.
Yep, it's like a CD, except it's on a record.
And it doesn't work very well. You don't get the warm tone. It doesn't matter how cool or how big of an audiophile you are. You just cannot make it sound like a true vinyl.
But, and I think this is important to note, they're not buying records necessarily to listen to them anymore, as the tape cassette craze should have shown us, because nobody prefers tape to anything, right?
Yeah.
It's not superior in any way, yet bands are selling tapes like crazy right now.
Cassettes are, I was actually in a store.
Because they're little pieces of art, you think, that nice physical little work of art.
And that's
that you
why
get.
Vinyl is so popular.
I was in a store the other day, and there was actually a cassette section of new cassettes, not just the old, not like Half Price Books where it's a bunch of old stuff. And I'm like, who would buy these? Because most people don't even have a cassette player anymore, unless you have an old boombox or something. And there's such
there'll be a USB cassette player coming out on the market any day.
Oh, there will be. No, you're right.
You're absolutely right.
I talked to a label owner who was selling a cassette, who shall remain nameless because it would ruin him, but he straight up told me he didn't think anybody listened to the tapes. It was just a collector's item. And I think for a lot of people, the big artwork of vinyl is what they really want.
That is a very, yeah. And even for me, that is a very big plus. But I do love dropping the needle on vinyl. If it's true vinyl and it's in true analog.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Don't listen to the remastered Beatles vinyl. I have a major problem with that because it was made for vinyl.
So
why would you remaster it?
So, because I didn't know some of this stuff about vinyl. So when you see an act out today, like a modern act, and they're releasing their album and they say, oh, and we're going to have, you know, like a 100 prints or 500 prints of vinyl. That's all digital, not analog. That's going
not always. Vinyl. You have to look and see on the labeling.
It would have to be recorded in analog to be put on there in analog,
truly,
right?
It would be.
And so that's what I'm saying. Most of them are digital transfers. Yeah. Some do have a couple recorders going.
But some people are recording analog and releasing it on disc. So I guess they could just decide to do all analog.
Many people still
go,
use tape. Yeah.
Most people, if it isn't true analog, they will advertise that. Otherwise, all the new stuff, I would just assume it's just a digital transfer over.
Right.
The other thing, and I did bring this up last week real quick, but don't buy into this limited edition thing. There are truly some things out there that are limited. Box sets generally are limited, especially if they're numbered. Mm-hmm. But all this stuff about, well, there's only 5,000 copies made and there's only 10,000. Well, that's generally all they make anyway.
Yeah.
Yep. Right? I mean, because, you know, and if it sells out really quick, they'll make another bunch.
Another limited edition.
Right. They'll add a sidetrack.
Be the second limited edition.
Right. They'll change the coloring of the, you know, the wording on the back and something. So anyway, just some tips to help you out. And because, like I said, I'm a huge vinyl fan.
I'm still just totally blown away at how the whole technology of it works. Like that they can put all those vibrations right in that plasticky thing.
It is amazing.
Yeah.
It is amazing.
Blows my mind.
So is this band. Here's Flight of Fanuel, an introduction. We'll be back. We'll be right back.
When you were young, burning under the covers, and hundreds of lovers were trailing out behind you. Time will move just as fast as you pull it, quicker than a bullet. You know it's gonna remind you how your heart's so sticky sweet is waiting to attack. You play the hand you're given, even though the deck is stacked, until you're ready for the next one.
Hitchhiking to the moon. it's gonna snow without you here. And you know I hold my own. You're gonna grip the situation, lightening my load, ripping up the hostages like I was Russell Crowe. Cruising down the driveway, raising up my flag, iron out some wrinkles, empty my goodie bag. Go ahead without me, I'll be coming soon. Right now it's just me and me, and I'm hitchhiking to the moon, hitchhiking to the moon.
Everybody, this is Big D, and this is the Independent Muse Music Website of the Week. This week, it comes out of Germany, believe it or not. ChromeMusic.de. That's ChromeMusic.de. It's a great website, especially if you want to find out what's going on not in your neighborhood. It has some amazing bands from Europe. One thing about it, you will have to click the translate button on your Google search. That's just part of the deal. They also have a big festival every year. It's called the Yum Yum Festival.
Sounds delicious.
It is. They invite all the bands, or a lot of the bands that they preview throughout the year to this festival. And then they put a mixtape together, and then they have the Yum Yum Top Tunes. So there's nothing wrong with the little Yum Yum. Chrome Music, you can go into their categories. They do reviews on hip-hop, singer-songwriter, electronic, pop, dance. They also have their playlist from all of their contributing writers and so forth. It's a fantastic site. I enjoy it. I enjoy going to it because I've never heard of like 90% of these bands. And it's really cool to find out what's going on over there so that we can bring it over here and play it for you. Or you can just add it to your little iTunes list and enjoy it right there at home. ChromeMusic.de is the Independent Music Website of the Week. For True Fidelity, I'm Big D.
You are listening to True Fidelity. You're way smarter than you look.
Rendetta with Face Me, Life Cycle in there doing Dissolve, and we are the Catalyst, Fight for Air.
Yo, this is Patrick Galactic, and we're looking at this week's TrueFi Indie Label of the Week, which is Sacred Bones. A Brooklyn-based label, these cats have been putting together some of the top indie, psychedelic, and experimental music since 2007. Named by Billboard in 2011 as one of the top 50 indie labels in America, Sacred Bones has released albums by Zola Jesus, Psychic Gills, Crystal Stilt, and many more to worldwide acclaim. Little Billy, this is no joke! So unfunny is this. In fact, the Sacred Bones has been releasing famed director David Lynch's new material for some time. Not only that, they've been re-releasing much-loved and out-of-print oddball albums like the soundtrack to Eraserhead. Sacred Bones catalog is a large and varied collection of post-punk, indie, soundtrack, psychedelic, and experimental albums by some of today's most cutting-edge artists, and a few from yesterday, too. Check them out at www.sacredbonesrecords.com and tell those mad geniuses the True Fidelity sent you. I'm Patrick Galactic, this is True Fidelity, and Sacred Bones is your indie label of the week. Now put it in your ear holes, kid!
Yeah, everybody, I'm Big D.
I'm Voxy.
I'm Patrick Galactic.
And I'm On One.
Anyway, we hope you enjoyed the show this week. We will be back again next week. Hello to everybody over there in England. Thank you for listening. We appreciate it. And we'll be adding stations as we go. In the meantime, everybody, relax, take a chill pill. I know you got to go back to the radio for a week, but we will be here to save you. See you next week.
The raindrops hit the ground. In Seattle, we don't get down. Cause you know that we make the sound. Drinking coffee in the rain. Drinking coffee in the rain. Coffee.
You've been listening to True Fidelity. You can contact us at truefishow@gmail.com. That's truefishow@gmail.com. Like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter. Tune in again next week. Same fi time, same fi channel.